final details on of the oversight as well? Okay.
If there are no further issues to be dealt with, I think we should proceed. Can we start with the document headlines, draft report on the portfolio committee on basic education? I don't know, Mr. Brown, if the members have received the document before electronic do you have all the copies, Honorable Senator Wallace?
I've got it. I've not written it, but I've got it, not read it.
Okay.
Anything I received, I've read.
Can you go through the...
And I can remember.
I would like to make a proposal that you jointly have had this document with us, and we start page by page and check if there are issues that we want to deal with.
This is really just a grammar issue. 3.1, portfolio for Commission on Basic Education, the first 3.2, it says delegation comprised of. It says either comprised or consisted of, but not comprised of. So just that of, and then the next paragraph 3.2 that you removed.
Please.
I think it's line number 4. The industrial relation is land policy.
Which paragraph are you referring to?
The 5.
What's the 5?
I'm just checking. For knowledge sake, is the abbreviation consistent with the industrial relation is land policy.
That is what's okay.
It's IPEC. Industrial Action Plan Policy. That's how it is called.
Last sort of bullet point, it's just a type of error. It is all from the bottom, it's outcomes, so we miss the O.
Okay.
Fourth from the bottom.
The fourth bullet from the bottom. Going to page 8.
Okay.
I'm sorry, on bottom of page 8, the third last bullet point. I don't understand what this means. It says, in a bit to cut costs, these are committee observations. Members, which is another capital M, query why the DBE have not considered the sharing of textbooks amongst learners and schools. What does that actually mean?
What should it say? I don't know.
In trying to cut costs, why were they not considering textbooks being shared amongst learners where they were not enough? I think that was more or less the question that was asked at the time. Thank you for the textbooks.
Just to take out learners, make it to the school.
I want to make to suggest something on page 13, the second paragraph, where the sentence starts with "in terms of the requirement to eradicate basic species." I think we must write it properly because we are not trying to eradicate basic species. Yeah. I'm not sure the correction there.
These are a lot of communication, what do you more attention to them?
I want to suggest that we must complete the sentence at the end. It does not clarify as to what database are we referring to. And so I think we must find a way, Dr. Mahada and Mr. Brown, what is the teacher database or what database are we talking about? school nutrition going forward. From the top or the bottom?
From the top. It says three members of and that many problems. Local government is like that. Whenever it's alive, then members of the view that this should be relocated. How do we relocate it? I don't understand. Well, we should try to say it to you that it's him. Can you relocate?
I think that's about
the transfer of the local to school. Oh, okay.
On page 15, the second bullet, educators in addition to staff establishment not being deployed. Let's try and rephrase that bullet properly so that it gives meaning to that.
Page 17, I see that on the one of accountability, the second sentence after MTS, I think we must change the who and put which. I'm going to change.
Thank you.
there any issues, members, that you want to propose, correct, and omit these five? We have observations then. Different matter. Page 7. Check the observation. In view of the lack of participation from members, I would suppose that there are no corrections, everything is correctly captured. Can we adopt to express that? Any move of the adoption? Any agenda? Member, can you record that you are adopting the minutes? Because it's a requirement. Honorable Basho. Please push the button because it's a record being
recorded. I propose that the minutes.
I second the adoption of the minutes.
The minutes are adopted because of the short and the distance of a shoulder.
Thank you for
the discussion we had with Umalus. I will go to page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Can you check the observations again? Any issues with us? Are you content? Page 7. Are there any issues, members? If none, can you get a move for the adoption of the minutes?
Yes, can I move for the adoption of this minute?
Any suggestions?
Thank you, Honorable Professor. We go to the meeting on the 16th of October, the ELRC annual report. Page 2. I've been on the meetings, I've been on the reflection of the first meeting. Thank you.
No, I wish that we could be minister read and correct.
The meeting of the Committee of Australia, page 27, page 27. Also, number 27, page 27.
For me, on page 7, the second last bullet point, the issue on the clarity on the sudden purchase of the safe building, the portfolio committee was of the view that a huge loss was incurred in the sale of the old building. I wonder, because if you read the second paragraph on the page, it was the issue where they said they only had a loss of 1.5 million. And I think it was actually 3 million. That we maybe just, without changing too much, just say that of the view that a huge loss, just say that the loss was more than what indicated. And they acknowledged it at the end of that meeting that if you bought for X amount and sold for X amount, then the loss was actually in both or more. So I don't think the huge loss is catching the fact that we as a committee query the amount of the loss that they had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but the loss was much more than the 1.5. That was actually really in legal terms misleading the committee.
So
we're
saying
more. Much more than indicated to the committee as 1.5.
Thank you. content of the report. Are there issues raised? I don't think anything is just the report that we have an issue. So can we get into that? Agree with it, or we should attach it, because it seems to be such a different base. I think we must adopt it as well.
Can we move for the adoption, members? Let's adopt it.
Yes, yes, and I move for the adoption of this.
Any questions? Which one is better than the other?
The concept.
Yeah, on the meaning of the 11th of November. That's the one that we have.
Thank you, Chair. The second last bullet point on page 4 says, let me raise the issue of the matter of English proficiency and the recommendation of 50% in English to pass. Sorry, the second last bullet point. In fact, the recommendation of English.
28th of October. For most of the previous people that they do with the attendance for the meeting. And I think it should be really good to be able to do this and then to be able to do this for the presentation.
I'm not sure if I'm correct. Maybe colleagues can tell me. Otherwise, we can leave it at speech. But if you look at the three bullet points at the bottom, it says, page 5. At the three bullet points, it actually states not all schools, and then the last paragraph, not all teachers. Now, I don't know if I'm wrong, but I believe that that is how it was said. But in fact, I understood it that many schools had, didn't have the basic, because the base retinue means that a lot has, but not everyone. But in the presentation it came across that many schools, and I think we all are aware that many schools, in fact the most, if you read your names and other reports, most doesn't have. And that, it also says not all teachers who currently took life skills were qualified. I think many teachers, or most schools doesn't have teachers that are not qualified. Because I don't think we must create the impression here that it's okay, because it's not okay to read all the reports with statistics on this. And I think during that meeting, it was a concern of both the committee members that there was a great concern that we don't have facilities or equipment or qualified teachers to teach this, if I recall correctly. We can just make sure that we don't say not all. It sounds like almost everything has, and that it's not
okay.
Thank you, Chief.
I think your point is there is also highlighted the Honourable Funder about quality structure, as you suggested, on the observation.
If you don't cover the first year,
No, like there should be consistent, like if you observe it pushes you to a recommendation. So you can't have a recommendation that does not because and even this one but I was thinking that it should not be only physical education, it must also talk to sports directly. That seems a bullet that Honorable Basso was talking to, because he said the Department of Education can talk about the curriculum, and then the Department of Sports will talk to the actual work. So, Mr. Bangi, you will make sure that you capture it properly. Comments, inputs. If not, we should move on to the adoption.
I move for adoption of the meeting.
Let's go to the fourth of November. We're going to page 3. The presentation by Mac. You are welcome to Honorable Madrid. Page 3 and 4. Let's check our observations.
Members got an explanation to reasons for this for not playing a role in actual design.
Yes, we are on the
menu for the first.
Are you on the
menu for the first? Yes,
Yes, I did come on observation. I opened the page. Well, I just wanted to know why we expect faith to just say the other 20.
So I raised this issue, so it is legitimate. And without boring with too much detail, but even as a professional body in South Africa, like the Council for Engineers, for instance, they are responsible for accrediting the initial training of engineers, accrediting every BSc in engineering at universities. My question was, why is the South African Council for Educators not similarly responsible? So it wasn't involved in the training as such as the accreditation and making sure that the quality of the training was adequate. I just want to understand better the first bullet point under our observations. The members were concerned over the human resources needed to ensure the ability to impart knowledge at university level. What does that actually mean? I don't fully understand the bullet point.
As once again, this was from my notes from the minutes, was in respect of the educators being reduced from at the university level, and how the universities don't have the human resources to properly bring in students. Sort of, so that was my understanding of the of testing the question.
I wonder whether I would be off camp, Jensen, but if my memory serves me well, it was a question you're saying, yes, educators are attending, they are trained at the institution of higher learning, but the quality of lecturers who are training the educators, at that level, they do not have the necessary knowledge. If my memory serves me well, it's pertaining to that.
Okay, there was a question that who trains those lecturers? I think this is coming. Who trains those lecturers that are teachers? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a discussion that was raised about the teacher. It's always that quality outcomes in education. Would relate goes back to the teacher,
mm-hmm.
and then it does not remain there. It stops there. It goes back even to the lecturer who taught the teacher. So what have you got to the teacher for the teacher to, you know, at the end of the day produce the correct output? So I think we should rephrase it in such a way that it correctly gives us the correct information as to what is that was being dealt with and how we are able to interact with it, even if we are not in this meeting. So I think that is the part that we have to do, because it also boils back to the issue of guidance, where the department must give the higher education department that it guides the university for them to have uniform standards of education. So whether you are educated at UCT, Zenz or University of the Northwest, if you must be a teacher, same output. So those are the issues that I think they were many thousands at that point. Do we have any other issues? The observation for any institution, unless if they are the same structure, I think we are right. There is very little in labor for the adoption
for this minute for the 4th of November. That's the price you pay for anybody to do it. Chairperson, for the adoption of the minutes.
I second the proposal.
Thank you, Honorable Fashion. We go to the meeting of the 11th November. Honorable Lavmo was already on the platform, so you are there already. Heat it up.
You want me to
proceed?
Thank you, Chairman. I'm on page 4, and I have concerns about, let me work from the bottom up. The last bullet point on page 4 says the Portfolio Committee was in agreement with most of the recommendations of in a report. I am in agreement, but I'm not sure that is an accurate reflection of the committee. Does the committee ever say that it was in agreement with the recommendations of the report? I don't think so. Do you want to do one by one?
On whether we did agree with everything that was on majority of issues that were raised in the presentation by the minister on the national senior certificate.
Okay, my suggestion would be to delete the sentence. Because I don't believe that the committee ever even spoke about whether they agreed or not. We accepted the presentation.
The issue that Honorable Lagmo is speaking to is also good for the last minute, this one. She is making a proposal
that she suggests that we should extract that sentence completely from there.
That will never happen.
Read the sentence and then apply it to it.
Unless she wants to go back to the report, the sentence says the portfolio committee was in agreement with most of the recommendations in the report. And if one did this, by the time these minutes were written, we were agreeing. Unless if we say now, we want to go back to the report, that we don't agree, because this was according to us being having that type of a report.
I'm not sure this is a system. I'll just push back to the meeting, the meeting before. I'll read you verbatim of what I wrote down. And the chairperson, issues of English proficiency will always be with us. Again, proficiency in English part will not be fair. At the defense of those given that maybe it's the first language. We said this is a good report. We are happy with it. Two lines down. appreciate the report and recommendations in the answers of oversight role, awaiting the report and from your meeting with CEDA. That was leading exactly from
a list. I think what we should do is the portfolio committee appreciated the report. If it says here that we agree with most of the recommendations, it means we worked through the recommendations one by one and agreed or disagreed on some of it or agreed to all of it. As it says here, most of it. So I would rather change the sentence to say, as Mr. Brown's read it, say that the portfolio committee was in agreement that it was a good report. I would say the correctness would be appreciate the report. But we didn't do one by one recommendation to see whether we support, where they came and did we agree to most of it. That we did not do. In my party, we normally speak twice if I want a two-finger on this. I'm going for a two-finger for me. Yeah, no. English is English, our understanding may be differently. And if you say accept recommendations, it actually means you went through each thing and agree or disagree and then accept it. And I think our minutes are very well written in this portfolio, I must say. And if you take the notes that Mr. Brown read, is that he appreciated a good report that was presented. That's what we did. But we didn't vote and then you say we were in agreement with most. We actually appreciated that we were presented a very good report, or a comprehensive report if you want to. And we deliberated and we therefore have got some recommendations. But we didn't accept it. Today we are 15 minutes.
But we didn't accept recommendations one by one. And I think if that's going to be an issue, then some of us won't support this minute, and that we don't want to do, because we absolutely agreed with the good presentation we had.
And you're not looking at
I don't think that we should have a strong disagreement on this weight. Let's find a conciliatory way of dealing with this thing. And then in my own view, I'm thinking that we should agree that we have welcomed the and appreciated the essence of the report. You see, because indeed we agree that we never voted on the matters, and there might be points of views that are there and were not even voiced in the meeting, because we were all getting that information for the first time. So after applying our mind to those issues, it would really, if anything can happen, we might have a different outcome. But I think the correct way to deal with this matter without really tearing the house apart is to say that we have welcomed and appreciated the essence of the report. And then if at all there is a moment where we would have to test whether we were really in agreement, it will happen, but not for this minute, because that's not why it happened and why it happened. So I think we might have it as that, you know, just capture the wedding appropriately, that it does not really require us to pass over it. Was it the only thing that we felt that was not correctly
Thank you, Chairperson. You know, just a note, and I don't know quite why it's done, perhaps Mr. Barnard said I could explain, but you know, these observations, often there were answers given. So, for instance, we said, you know, that, and this was Honourable Van der Walsh's point, you know, that you could do things if there were facilities in place, and there was a response given to that, but the response is never minuted. I don't know why that is, because it would be very handy to have the responses here. But anyway, the second bullet point from the bottom, members raised the matter of English proficiency and the recommendation of 50% of English to pass, and then the question is how fair was this. In fact, the recommendation is not English, it's the language of learning and teaching. So, yeah, the lot. So that must just be changed. The fourth last bullet point, sorry.
Can you try and put it the way you are putting it to happen? Are you questioning the first English as a matter of or what? Or the second one, 50% in English or Lord at the time?
I think if I recall correctly, what we raised was the recommendation to raise the pass mark for the language of learning and teaching to 50%, where 80% of learners, for them, that's their second language, and they're concerned of how fair is it to them. So English, in fact, is in most cases the language of learning and teaching, but it wasn't English that was the issue, it was the language of learning and teaching. Sorry, what do you want me to do there?
Still on the platform. Members, are there any other things? If not,
yes, try to change the problem.
No,
Chair, the fourth bullet point on the bottom. I would prefer this bullet point to be separated into two bullet points, because it's two substantive issues. This raised the matter of subject choices and questions the role played by DEE in assisting this process. I would full stop there. And then members raised the matter of whether there was any research on cognitive demand or queried the research to be done on cognitive demand areas. That's not very clear. What it was research to be done on the cognitive demands
levels of exam papers. Required cognitive mind levels of exam papers. Those are two separate issues, and I think there should be in two separate bullet points, and the cognitive demand just described better. Yesterday with our beautiful art board in the house that it was excellent, excellent written, and the staff deserve an accolade.
We commend you, colleagues, for making us look professional. So we're still waiting for the second for the minutes. Honorable Pandem, Doctor. I think Mr. Brown did indicate that we want to be dealing with this quarterly report, and most of the members did receive the electronic version of this report. So I know that most of the time you would always find it difficult to, people always find it difficult to peruse the electronic version. So Mr. Brown has made it easier for us by doing the printed version, which is attached to the document. I don't know, Mr. Brown, is it there for members, or is it my own? Do you have this
book? We know the sentence.
Okay. I thought everybody had this. You pardon me, members, but I think that it was going to be friendly also, because sometimes it's a bit difficult. But I would like to take this opportunity to thank you, members. Before I close the meeting, if there is no announcement, I would recall that the Honorable Fanar Walt did request that we deal with the issue of oversight, and the term oversight, just to brief us on what is going to happen in the next week as we go out. Okay.
Thanks, Chairperson. Just very briefly, the delegation will go on site next week, the week of the 21st to the 28th. It's the last week of the week. Norwich and Lumpur have been identified. There's been some apologies for not being able to make this decision, so we'll be going with 6 members and the 4 staff that normally goes along. We'll be going to Northwest Freiburg, that's the Dr. Ruth Mopati district, and in Limpopo it's Lene and Mopani, it's Toyando Chani. We will leave on Monday afternoon, members will leave on Monday afternoon. We should have by now probably have received flight details. If not, it's on his way. To leave, it's Northwest, that's Freiburg, the Freiburg area, and Limpopo it's Lene and Mopani districts. That's Toyando and Chanin. It's just a Tuesday and a bit of a Wednesday. So the delegation will leave on Monday afternoon to Kimberley. We will drive down to Freiburg. It's about an hour and a half to at most 2 hours drive to Freiburg. We'll sleep over there on Monday evening. Tuesday morning we will make our way to the district office in Freiburg, and we'll have all our normal meetings and stuff, the meeting with the Provincial Legislature Portfolio Committee. I'm just awaiting confirmation of that. And then also our meetings with the Provincial Education Department, National Department, HODs, Office District Officials. We also have a meeting with the organized labor, as we normally do. This will then be followed by, we'll then move out to the schools. There's been a few schools that invite. The problem is that the distances in the North West. So it's a lot of driving. So it limits the amount of schools we will be able to visit. We'll do the similar visit on the Wednesday morning. I think we'll still be one more school the Wednesday morning because we have an early flight from Kimberley up to Polokwane. That's on Wednesday afternoon. So we'll arrive in Polokwane on Wednesday afternoon around 4. And then we'll drive up to Toyando on Wednesday evening. Thursday morning, it's similar meetings with the district and the provincial part, provincial portfolio committee. The PEDs and the unions. In this case, we'll have both districts, Soriando and they all come up for that first meeting on the Thursday morning. So we go on the Friday, we go, when we're down in Mopani, in the name, we don't meet with the districts, we will just continue with it. So Thursday morning, it will be the districts, the two districts, provincial department, national department, HODs, office, etc. We'll meet with the Provincial Portfolio Committee on Education in the province, and we'll also meet with the unions in Limpopo. We'll then go out again as a matter of distances to the schools. So we'll try our best to visit as much of the schools as we can in the time allowed. Thursday evening we will drive down to Janin and we'll sleep over there. So Friday morning it'll just be schools in Janin, and then we'll fly out to our home bases on the Friday afternoon. Everything has been said. I'm just awaiting the confirmations for the two portfolio committees in the legislature. No one has any confirmed that they will be around. Limpopo has basically said they're available. I just need confirmation from North West. Other than that, everybody else has been informed. Just to continue with oversight, Chair, I just received last night there's an invitation for members to attend the ULA results releases on the 4th of December. Now, because of the committee's budget, and remember, we also have oversight in February of this year. We will still discuss that. But, Chair, of the view, we should send at least two or three members. So I'll probably do application for the chair and one member from the DA and one member probably from the DA. It's on the 4th of December. The 4th at 6 o'clock in the morning we have to be there because it's a live, it's a broadcast from a school in Diplo, in Johannesburg. I think that's a Joseph North. It's good. No, I know it's Johannesburg North. It's the board residence in Turin, but I'm told. Yeah. Sorry, the name of the school lives me right now, but it's a real report, but it's very early in the morning because we have to be there at the school. So you probably should go on the third, evening of the third. That's on the 4th of December. Then we have the 23rd of December, the standardization meeting in Pretoria. That application has been approved, so members will be informed of that. On the 5th, again, the standardization, we don't take the whole committee, it will probably just be a small delegation of 7, which is normal. On the 5th of January's results release, the whole committee will be joining to the minister in Auckland Park at the HBC Studios. And then, like I just mentioned earlier, the 3rd to the 6th, so oversight, the 3rd of 6th of February 2015. 3 to 6 Feb. We have 2 weeks of oversight, the 3rd to the 6th of Feb of 2015, mm-hmm. and a week prior to that, I think it's the 28th to the 27th of January, in that last week in January and first week in February of 2015 is oversight weeks. We will more than likely use the second week, the 3rd to the 6th of Feb, to do further oversight I suppose it's a continuation of what we've been doing next week. I don't know if it's about my position, but that's more or less the outside. For this next week, it's Honorable Gina, Honorable Kosa, Honorable Koza, Honorable Mguni, Honorable Van der Vault, and Honorable Masabela. His standardization, I can't offhand remember who's all going to standardization. I know it's 6 or 7 members, but I can make that available to you. January the 5th, it's the results released at the SABC studios in Auburn Park. So it's a full committee normally goes to this occasion. And it's in the evening of the 5th, so we'll probably fly in on the 5th and fly out the next morning. And then we'll probably put down the 30th of February, 2015, for that further outside. 3 to 6.
And the other thing that members, I think Mr. Brown has sent you the responses to all the questions that we have raised, the oral ones, and even the written ones. So that in the, all the time, if there are changes in the production or emails and things, just let me show that you don't miss out. So, I would suppose that this was supposed to be our last postal local meeting. So, I think that my partner was really enjoying himself in a public field. And the cautious and careful, because he still values your contribution and he still wants to have you in the next year. So enjoy the rest. With all that, I would like to just let a meeting from
thank you.